more than 160 local historical documents, some of them dating back as far as 1765. So, tell us about how you found them and what they are.
Well, it's a wonderful collection of deeds, wills, land documents, information about the industrial history of Columbia County that a dealer in Albany presented to us, and we just couldn't resist. So we brought the box of documents back to Kinderhook, to the museum. We asked our local historian, Ruth Pawanka, to come join us, and the minute we opened the box together, we really knew we had to have them because so many of the names were so familiar to us, from the Van Alsteins to the Van Burens, the Rockefellers, the Nivers, the Van Allens, the Van Valkenburgs, the Vanderpools, and the Hoos family. And we knew that the period of time from 1795 to about the 1870s was a period of time we're very interested in. So we're delighted that they ended up back in our collection.
Yeah, tell me about this particular period of time. I know from a little bit of experience of talking to local historians, this is a period in the early 19th century that it's very difficult to find any kind of documentation on, and so this period of the turn of the 18th century is always really difficult for historians to find original documents.
We speculate that the collection was assembled by Howard and Evelyn Wheeler of Kinderhook, and Howard was the village postmaster, and he also served as the village mayor in the early to mid-1980s, and both of them had a deep interest in local historic documents and were dealers, and they also knew that William Toby, who is a very big name for us in Kinderhook, who was the president of the National Union Bank of Kinderhook from its inception in 1853 for the next 25 years, he was also an attorney in town, that we think that this collection of papers may have come from his law office as well. So that's how we think the collection was assembled, with a few odds and ends tossed in that they could find along the way. Some really fabulous maps of Kinderhook properties in Kinderhook, and attendance records for a school in Kinderhook from 1846, to the average, lots of different checks, signed checks from the bank itself.
So when you guys get documents like this in your collection and build an archive like this, are these available for the public to kind of sift through and explore? And if so, what is that? How do people engage with them?
Well, they just make an appointment with me, and they come out, and I can just give them the box of documents to go through. It's helpful for us to know what their specific topic of research is. We do tend to focus a lot on genealogy here. We have over 1,800 family files in our reference library that people can just walk in off the street while we're open and access right in our reading room. If they want to look at more historic documents and maps from the 18th through the 19th century, then they really need to meet with me so I can help them assess which collection will be the most helpful to them.
And do you guys get public interest? Do people make those kinds of appointments and want to sift through things like this and find the old deeds of their great greats?
They do. We help a lot of people through the internet and the email, or people that just walk in the door. Right now, we've just helped the George Washington papers, an editor there, answer a question about a man in Hudson who applied for a position with General Washington in 1795. So we tried to help them. We did the research for this man, because he's not in the area, to figure out who a man named Benjamin Lane was. So we help all kinds of people, from the average student, high school student, or a Boy Scout who's working on a project that's interested in historic markers throughout our county, to the people and other in a historical society.
Who was Benjamin Lane?
Well, we really couldn't figure out who he was. He was listed in the Bee, which was a newspaper from about 1800 in Hudson. We know that letters were left there for him in 1800, so we then assume that he may have, and I found his name in Bedford, Massachusetts. So we assume that he was one of these merchants or had something to do with the whaling industry, maybe, that went back and forth between the Massachusetts coastline and Hudson.
That's a good question, actually. Do you guys have, at the Columbia County Historical Society, do you have an archive of newspapers there that, I'm not even sure what the Bee is. Where was the Bee?
The Bee was published in Hudson. It's one of the earliest newspapers in our county. They were weekly papers at the time. It was too hard to set the type for a daily paper, and the news didn't change much. So we're better on the 18th and early 19th century newspapers in our collection, but when they started to become dailies, the volume of those is just so big for us. So the New York State Library has New York Newspapers Project. We always send people there. I go there myself to look at microfilm newspapers. We're pretty good in the 1860s, though, for the Kinderhook Rough Notes. Just depends.
Again, we're talking to Anna Liza Lewis, the executive director of the Columbia County Historical Society, and the curator there, Diane Shuchuk. Do I have that right? Who is the curator. And the Columbia County Historical Society, for anyone interested in visiting or calling, is at 5 Albany Avenue in Kinderhook, New York. The phone numbers, the listed phone numbers, are 518-758-9265.
Could you guys talk a little bit more? You've mentioned a little bit how the documents speak to the industrial history here. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
This is Anna Liza here. We had a researcher, actually. The industrial history of Columbia County is fascinating, and I think as you drive around the whole county, it's not uncommon to see the remains of an old rail bed or abandoned factories and some factories that are still functioning. And a few years ago, a researcher named Peter Stott wrote a fabulous, fabulous book on the history, the industrial history of the county, and no one ever could surpass his knowledge, I don't think, of the industrial history of the county. His name is Peter Stott. You might recognize it from Stottville. He does have ancestral roots here. He's in Massachusetts now, but really had a strong interest and came and did this research for us. And the book is called Looking for Work, The Industrial Archaeology of Columbia County, and we have it here in our library.
The great thing about the book is that it's divided by town, so you can look at what happened in Ankrum and figure out where the ironworks at the time were, or you can go up to Vallation and figure out where the textile mill was. So it's a book that I use constantly as a fabulous reference book.
See, that's terrific because, you are able to find maps, obviously, of Hudson from before the railroad was there and when the bay was there, and obviously there's all the paintings, but it's always a lot more difficult to find good maps and historical documents of the smaller towns and villages in Columbia or Greene County. I just wanted to know if you guys wanted to mention anything else about things that are in your permanent collection that some of the listeners might not know about that they can access up there, and what the current exhibit is that you guys are showing right now.
Well, we're between exhibitions right now. We just closed an exhibition on the history of print media in the county, where we focused on all kinds of printed things like fabrics and wallpapers, as well as books and newspapers. But we're getting ready to open early in the spring an exhibition on the Civil War. We usually have an annual theme that we implement at all of our properties, because in addition to the Columbia County Museum, we have the James Vanderpool House and the Lucas Van Allen House, which is a National Historic Landmark, and the Ichabod Crane Schoolhouse. And so we usually pick a theme and try and implement it at all of our properties. So in the spring, the exhibition opening in the Columbia County Museum will focus on the Columbia County story of the Civil War and all of the young men and soldiers that went to fight. I think living up in the North, you sometimes forget that we have a very strong Civil War story, and especially in New York State, which has a very complicated Civil War story. That's what we're getting ready to open. We haven't set the date yet, but I'd say late March, probably. Right now, we're focused on Christmas and celebrating Christmas at the James Vanderpool House with a big holiday market. That's our big shop local event.
Yes, I see that. That is from December 8th to 18th at the Vanderpool House of History in 16 Broad Street in Kinderhook.
Right. We have more than 52 vendors, all local artisans from the Hudson Valley.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. It's really neat to think of where these kinds of archives lie, and it really is true, especially for a county that has so much of its so much of these surviving structures that tell of a past. It's sort of cool to think about where to dig to really unearth it.
And it doesn't matter if you're doing sort of local genealogical research. You guys have an index to cemetery books, I see. There's genealogical resources, an online catalog of manuscripts. There's a guide to newspapers, so there's a lot to go see up there.
We've got to figure out at some point how to do some more historic programming with you guys on the radio.
We would love that. We're here, and people think we're way up here in Kinderhook, but we really are a countywide resource, so whatever we can do to reach, everyone in the county and let them know what we can do to help them study their history.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being with us.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations on the new acquisition.
Thank you. Yep. Come see it.
We will. Okay, bye-bye.